There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
The downhill run of the season begins with a single step into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection, and right now you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parka, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3. After a loss last night, the Blackhawks will try to get together again tomorrow against Colorado at United Center. It was a 3-2 defeat at the hands of the Red Wings, and Duncan Keith noticing the rivalry never went away.
Obviously, the two teams, Detroit, Chicago, it's fun playing those guys. And obviously, you can tell there's a lot of Detroit fans in the building when they're here, and it makes for a fun atmosphere every time we play these guys, and I think both teams get up for those games.
We'll see if they meet again sometime down the road. Blackhawks and Avalanche tomorrow. Bulls and Pistons tomorrow, too. Bulls practicing today, their last workout before their first game back from the All-Star break. Some trades happening around the NBA, including the Nuggets sending Aaron Aflalo to the Blazers. Cubs pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training today. White Sox get to work tomorrow, while a federal judge has denied a request from rooftop owners overlooking Wrigley Field to temporarily halt installation of signs they say will block their view and violate a contract they have with the Cubs. Back to the NBA, where former Blazers great Jerome Kersey has died at age 52. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. Visit Toyota at the Chicago Auto Show to learn more about Toyota hybrid technology, concept cars, as well as all the legendary Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Wayne Randazzo. Nice to have you here. Congrats again on that tremendous gig in New York. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joined us until he had to bail to interview Bruce Arians, but we understand. Bruce Levine joined us and was completely confused by my first question, as was I. Mark Schanowski joined us to talk Bulls and trade deadline. Great stuff as always with him. And Dan Durkin, not once but twice, as we got a little clarity on the Jay Cutler offset language in the contract. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well. Watch670thescore.com. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. And that's where you can watch us at watch670thescore.com. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, was our intern. And B&B, Boers and Bernstein are live right now at the Auto Show, where we were sitting yesterday, Barry, at the Toyota Sports Corner as part of the Chicago Auto Show. Hello, man.
What's happening? What's the talk?
A little bit of this Cutler stuff with the offset language that they can get out of the 15.5 mil.
People are dope.
Yeah, there's a lot of stupidity out there regarding Jay Cutler. I mean, I was told last night that the word that was used was dangled. He is being dangled.
Ooh.
I'm not sure by what or over what, but it is clear. And I thought the best writing today about it was done by our guy Steve Rosenblum, who really was able to see through a lot of the BS yesterday for what it was. And that was the maintenance of asset value in telling the world, put a price on a bear and talk to us. Yep. That's what that was.
I'm all for it. And we also, by the way, congratulate Wayne. That's terrific. We love Wayne Rendezo.
Great stuff for Wayne.
We do. He's the Rendezler, and we love him.
Yes. How about that?
Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
I will.
Yep,
you know, when I'm being pushed around by Regina Rice, I'm going to, that the first thought I'm going to have to
stay away from her.
I've already put Terry on her list. I put him on the waiting list. Yeah. I put a deposit down
with her,
and it's going to be fine. She's going to be his caregiver.
That's what she does. Although she called herself the caretaker, which is actually closer to the truth.
Undertaker.
I saw her last night.
And Wayne, what's really cool is you're going to be working with another really good guy in Josh Lewin, and that it just sounds like it's a great travel party you've got there, because he's a mensch.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Josh and Howie Rose. It's really looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Sorry about all the Jews, Wayne. You'll be okay, man. You'll be all right. You'll survive.
Better get used to it.
I'm already used to it.
New York.
I'm not allowed to say anything, so I'm just happy for Wayne.
Ah, you can say it. It's fine. Hey, so you know what came up today? Doc Emrick used the word smear about a player last night that you know, somebody was being smeared, and I enjoyed that. So it reminded me of the politically incorrect name for the game that we used to play in like second and third grade, smear the blank, which really it would like kill the man with the football.
And it wouldn't. Sometimes, if you didn't have a football, you'd use like a cardboard box,
whatever,
or
anything,
something. Whatever you. It's whoever had the MacGuffin.
Yep.
You would attack.
Here's a trapper keeper. Let's go.
Yep,
let's play. And then here's the list of names that came in via text that other people apparently called their game: murder ball, mall ball, Johnny tackle. That's one of your interns, I think. Pig slaughter, dead man pickup, kill the carrier, slaughter the bum. Downstate apparently was called Slaughter the Bum. But I love that game, man. Just run around.
Anything in the 217, you know, is trouble. Describe this game again for me, because we did everything.
Any number of people, whoever has the ball, everybody else tries to kill him. And then somebody else
pretty
rips the ball away, and then everybody else tries to kill him.
You know what? I was too smart for any of that. I didn't do any of that crap.
It's kind of a rugby football hybrid.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't let people touch me, oddly.
Yeah.
Unless I pay for it.
Warren Sapp.
That's right. Warren's, hey, join the club. Come on.
But you know what I'm saying about the Cutler reaction, that there's so much of, why? What are they trying to do? Don't you understand that Ryan Pace is looking at something way bigger than the average fan is looking at here regarding the Bears? You're not talking about 2015. He's talking about building a team for another window of contention.
I've been writing about this for the better part of 6 weeks already. I mean, they don't care about this year. This isn't what this is about. This is about trying to build something lasting, whatever it takes to do that. But they don't care how they finish this year.
Right.
Yeah, and I, you know, Barry, I'm like you. I almost disqualify myself from the conversation because I can't stand them and I don't want them around anymore. So if you ask me, there is no conversation to be had.
You can't explain to me, Terry, what the purpose would be. I mean,
there is no.
if it turns out to be a financial thing and there's just no other way they can figure it out, and they just can't find a way to get another guy in there to do it who can hand the ball off and throw 4-yard passes, then fine. But otherwise, I see no point in it whatsoever.
I think retention of him should not be interpreted as endorsement of him.
No, of course
not. Previously, and we have been conditioned to having coaches, whether it's coordinators, head coaches, bend over backwards to have to go through this public ode to Cutler every time through. And that's over.
Yeah,
that's over.
Hope, yeah.
And it was clear yesterday that all of this public posturing, all of this idea that somehow they have to pledge fealty to him is over with. So
yeah,
they might keep him, but not because they love him.
Yeah, and you know, the minute you do that, he shuts down on you. Because, I mean, if you're not kissing the ring, then you're not getting good Jay whenever you could possibly get good Jay, which isn't that often anyway. But if you're not kissing the ring, you're not getting it.
So well, I heard some of your callers, and we had some guys yesterday that I don't know have been sleeping for the last. I don't know what the hell they've been doing.
Broken TVs, Terry. Their TVs are bad. You know, and sales are coming up. Or do you miss President's Day sale? I don't know. Maybe you could still get a good deal on a new TV.
Oh, our guy Wex is going to be at the poker event tonight. So
I love Wex.
Yep,
he'll
be knocked
Wex.
Out of the high roller table in like 5 minutes.
I'll see him on my way out.
Yeah. And you're staying for 10 minutes, right?
You'll see him on your way out.
Well, that's all it takes. He's back due to buy it. No, but isn't he the one with the big shooter
table? High roller table, yes,
so
he is.
Wex is not leaving this year.
What's the high roller table that you can buy in for a taller amount to do something?
Yeah, you pay double the buy-in, and then you are at a table where the winner of that table, instead of going through the winnowing process through the main tournament, that table's winner automatically goes to the final table.
Oh, my goodness, and all it is double?
Yep, that's correct. All for a big shooter like you.
So a lot of guys did the math and realized if they were going to do all the rebuys and add-ons, et cetera.
It's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Wex is rebuying before I get my coat off. So, I mean, it only makes sense that he would do it from the beginning. For the love of God, TV boy, let's go here.
We talked a bunch about that hockey game last night, too, because it was such a beautiful great brand of hockey. And there was a moment where Pavel Datsyuk has the puck and Marian Hossa makes a great play to steal it. Or, sorry, the other way around. Hossa's got it. Datsyuk makes the play and steals it. And then Hossa doesn't pout, doesn't fret. Doesn't bitch, just turns around, busts ass down the ice, and steals it right back from him. It was just such good stuff with good players.
It was really interesting to me because I just watched the Of Miracles and Men now for a second time. And I kind of watched it 2.5 times now because I watched it myself, and then my wife wanted to watch it. I watched part of it with her. And then when they canceled school yesterday, my son wanted to stay up and watch it in its entirety. So I've seen a lot of this about Russian hockey and about what Russian hockey did for the NHL. And it was through the Red Wings. And that DNA of Bowman and the Red Wings and the beautiful possession passing game then finding its way into what the Blackhawks do. So I had this juxtaposition of having this movie and the history of Russian hockey very top of mind. And then there it is out there again. There is all the red and the white and the pretty passing and the game the way it's supposed to be. So it was really sort of very satisfying. It was saturated with good hockey.
There you go. All right, what's going on with you guys today? Radio show, guests, things like that?
Oh, I think so. Basically, you just spend most of this time pounding the stupid. So, I mean, I think that's pretty much to be expected, isn't it?
Just remember, Terry, Aaron Rodgers is no good. We got that call.
Oh, I heard that call. Aaron Rodgers for Cutler wouldn't help the Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He's just the best player in football who manages to win games every year with nothing.
Yeah, we found out yesterday, as soon as you start talking Bears, the IQ level just drops.
Yep, it was a Bears Monday.
We had about a week of some really good calls and really interesting insights, and then the moment you start talking Bears,
here they come.
It's like everybody has a lobotomy all of a sudden. And I don't know what it is.
Okay.
You seem to attract those kind of people.
Right, anyway. We thought we had caused, retroactively, we had caused a Bears game to have happened the day before.
That's what we believe, there was a Bears game.
I think I'm a little too exhausted by the disdain for your listeners to continue transition. I'm just a little bit too exhausted.
Works for me. Have fun, boys.
We'll see you guys. Enjoy.
Bye.
Enjoy.
See you tonight.
See you tonight. Enjoy that thing that you do. All right. Spiegs and Rosner out. We're back tomorrow.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The Dallas Cowboys have a problem. His name is Dez Bryant. Last season, Bryant had 88 catches for 1,320 yards and 16 touchdowns and was about as good as any wide receiver in football. His best play of the season may have been the miracle non-catch in the playoff game against the Packers. Here's the problem. Bryant's a free agent, and he wants huge money. The Cowboys have 19 free agents right now, and they can't sign them all. Their plan is to put the franchise tag on Bryant, meaning he'd be paid about $13 million next season. That gives the team another season to figure out how to get enough cap money to sign Bryant long-term. Bryant's highly flammable. If he has to settle for $13 million this season, he may cause locker room issues. There's no way to know. Yet another soap opera in Dallas. I'm John Feinstein.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not cooking dinner for one. I'm on horseback, galloping across the Scottish moors towards my one true love. There, through the mist, I see my beloved, kilt flapping in the breeze. The fibers of his shirt struggle against his bulging muscles as he takes me from my horse and... my frittata!
Audible, stories that surround you. More than 180,000 audio titles and your first download is free at audible.com. Click to start.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
One gigantic goodbye. The special one-hour series finale of Two and a Half Men.
This is awkward. Open mouth, remove pie, insert foot.
Followed by an all-new Elementary. Don't miss television's biggest lineup.
Oh, my God, we're idiots.
I know, we're going to die alone.
Worse, we're going to die with each other.
All new tonight.
Tonight starting at 7 on CBS2.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
The downhill run of the season begins with a single step into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection, and right now you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parka, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
Show app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Don't miss their midwinter clearance sale.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. We are going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rubbing at someone's back door. Well, probably so. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yep, I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. 3 o'clock, Matt Yoder of Awful Announcing, who guy whose work we've enjoyed for a long time. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. He's going to join us. And at 3:30, we'll do the second half. 5 o'clock today, because it's Thursday.
Hey, buddy.
We will do
Who You Crappin'?
And we've got some surprises for you and a giveaway. At some point, we'll give away a 4-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips. You got to be listening if you want to win. Indeed, we are at the Auto Show Toyota Sports Corner. Visit Toyota Sports Corner to see the 2015 Highlander with seating for up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all your family and friends, as we do too on the Bores and Bernstein Show.
Yeah, so we make room for all of our family and friends here.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us.
I don't talk.
We are streaming 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. Texts on The Score brought to you by the homeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter at Bores_Bernstein, you can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com, and we have the Audio Roadshow application that allows you to answer this, the 10 seconds of glory question. In light of the NFL's recent issues, what drill should be added to the combine? Our engineer here at the Auto Show is Dominic the Punisher.
I'm looking for 3 articles of clothing found in a bedroom.
Coat hangers.
He is, by the way, Dominic the Punisher, unlike Miska, he's the most handsome man in the building when he gets here.
In this building?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a big building.
Well, yeah, but think about it.
Yeah, I am, and you're right.
I'm right.
Our
I know my people.
Our producer on site is Ethan Shaw.
I'm looking for a dish from Italy. Lawrence Orbach.
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs. Lawrence, can I ask you a question? Where the hell do you think Swedish meatballs come from? Arthur Andrew Liggett.
Spain.
He is my starting slot receiver.
Back at the Score Studios, Matt Abatacola.
I usually get with Justin after the combine. When I get back, that's usually when he and I usually shoot the baloney.
Wow.
Wow.
Jim, careful.
I love MetaMedical, and I'm glad he's reunited with that guy, Chef Boyardee.
Rick Camp.
Your quarterback just recently went back and forth on Twitter with a fan. Do you look at that stuff? Do you see that stuff?
Yeah, well, first thing is, yeah, I heard about it this morning. I haven't seen it. To be brutally honest, I'm not a Twitter guy. I don't tweet or look at tweets, or I'm not real good with all words. That stuff.
Thinking.
Words, thoughts.
Shoot the baloney.
I've heard shoot the bull. I've never heard of shooting the baloney.
Shoot the baloney.
If the baloney gets out of hand.
I guess it has the same connotation, but I haven't. Anyway, that's a treat we'll have today, by the way. We'll have a special treat, I'm sure.
Any thought for Rick Camp?
No. Rick Camp is self-explanatory. He is our guy. He is our, you know what he is? He is our remote man. It's odd to have him in a studio, because generally, when we're somewhere, Rick Camp is with us.
Our interns are Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
And seriously, I look at this whole thing, and it's all of it self-explanatory, really, about this. And yet, Rosenblum did a great job today, but yet nobody seems to get it. And when you say that it's time for Cutler to go, you draw this odd reaction to it. Like, how can you do that? What's wrong with you? He said, remember the idiots we had yesterday? Why are people so dumb about this? It's not like teams haven't done this before. It's not like it's never happened before. You're tired of them. He should be tired of the Bears. The thing should be over. Why is that controversial? Why does that draw some odd response from those who wouldn't trade him for Aaron Rodgers? What is going on?
Especially if you're looking at the overall impact of the money and what we know about the offset language and their opportunity.
Well, I love that.
That would even be cutting him.
Yeah, I love
even
that.
Even just saying bye, we're moving on, we're going to do something else.
And, love it.
And I saw, you know, David Hall wrote about a little bit of this today, that he's concerned that the team is talking to Josh McCown. As I mentioned yesterday, I don't think they think McCown is good.
Right.
They think he's bad. I think they're just trying to cover their bases when it comes to having somebody quarterback the team this year.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't really a secret about Josh McCown. It's like, well, I don't know now. These guys all might be idiots because they had breakfast. Now we've got to call everything into question. I think that's a little alarmist and certainly premature to think because they're doing their due diligence about a free agent quarterback that they might be interested in some capacity means all of a sudden they don't know football.
See, what I think they're looking for is more than a guy, is a guy to start. What I think they're looking for, and I, you know, even if it's him, what difference does it make? I don't care. Other teams are certainly interested in him as well. There are, you know, if you want to make some quality excuses for a guy, even though I don't believe any of them, you can make it for Josh McCown.
Yeah, even though he's bad.
Yes.
I mean, really bad.
But quality excuses are there for him. Absolutely, flat out, right in front of you, you can read the quality excuses, starting with the fact he didn't have an offensive coordinator.
Well, I wouldn't be busy making those excuses I think if he's not at the end of his career, he can see it very, very
He's
clearly
peering out there, and he sees the end of it. He's like, one more payday from somebody, because that's all you're going to get, dude.
It's not going to be a big one. You had your ridiculous payday from a team that's not very bright, so you can enjoy that.
And they continue not to be.
But, yeah, I did talk to somebody last night who says, without question, Jay Cutler is available in trade. Mm-hmm. And he said he is being dangled out there.
Sure.
For anyone who wants to set a price. And that's it goes for anybody. Come talk. Come talk to old Trader Ryan, who would be happy to know what you think of the values of these various pieces on his roster, and they might be more than what he thinks, and he might be willing to set you up with a nice deal.
Well, I think if the, one team for sure that ought to be in there, because I don't think they're too bad defensively, at least they didn't appear to be, are the Jets, because the Jets are certainly done with Geno Smith. So he's still around, though. Geno Smith is still around. I don't know why they wouldn't be interested. If they think the defense is good, and I think they do. I think they think – I'm not sure that's so, but I think they believe it. I mean, what are you going to do if you're the Jets? You're not running – you're running out of time. If you think if your players are pretty good, you're running out of time every day to make it happen. And I don't think they're particularly young. But I would look at it and say, well, why not try? Why not try?
Who did they hire as their OC? Because Todd Bowles is the coach, right?
Todd Bowles is the coach.
Defensive guy. So it just depends if you get. I mean, I just wonder if
you know who did
Chan Gailey.
Okay.
Oh, Chan the man. Yeah, big time Chan Gailey. Bad, but perfect for Cutler.
Why?
You're just both bad.
I just thought you're just making that up completely.
Lay it out. Just give me a plan, dude. Show me a path. But that's you know, to me, if I'm looking around, I think hey, this is not a bad team. I've got Todd Bowles there, who everybody thought was the hot coaching prospect, or at least one of them. I got him waiting. He'll make sure the defense stays solid. I'm not going to win with this clown quarterbacking.
Now, do we have the Jim Tomsula thing? How long did he talk?
I don't know.
It was like 15 and a half minutes.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Is it radio gold?
Was any of it good, or did you already?
I pretty much played the best cuts. He admitted he got coached up, and that the night before his introductory press conference, he didn't sleep.
He didn't sleep?
Yeah. I guess their PR guy said, get some sleep, you idiot. You need to speak tomorrow. And he didn't.
And that was the excuse for the whatever that was. Well, we could, yeah, okay.
Okay. If you went through it and he didn't deliver, then we'll just keep monitoring.
Here was his reasoning for being bad, because that was the first thing they asked him.
I didn't do a good job. You know what I mean? That's, didn't do a good job. Bobby was trying to get me to go to bed that night, and I didn't. And so, anyway, that's, you know, I'm driving him crazy. You know, he called me three times last night to make sure I went to bed. So we'll do better at that.
I wouldn't be calling a guy to make sure he went to bed, because that would get annoying.
Yeah,
are you asleep yet?
What if you are in bed?
No, I'm not asleep yet. You keep calling me. How can he fall asleep if he keeps calling him?
It's an interesting excuse, I'll tell you that.
Well, what is he going to say? I was bad.
I mean,
because
I don't
think
tired causes that kind of stupid. I don't think necessarily it brings you to that level of awful that he was.
What kind of defense are you guys going to run?
God, this Niners thing. It's going to be great.
They know it too.
Oh, it's going to.
They know that something horrible is going to happen.
Oh man, baby, the anticipation of bad is just boiling.
And because they're stupid, the Bears end up with Vic Fangio and Adam Gase.
Mm-hmm. They do, and the Niners end up with a quarterback I'm not sure anymore is any good, and a bunch of guys who remain in trouble and are hurt. And I think you're in trouble. I think that whole thing, 8-8 this year with a really good coach. What are you going to be?
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
You know, my only question, though, was Bobby with Tomsula when he was trying to get him to go to bed? Or was he calling him?
Well, that's true. He might have just been in the bed with him.
Or was he, like, in the bedroom yelling at him while he's watching TV on the couch?
Go to sleep! I don't know.
Jimmy, come on in! It's time for bed!
That's just great.
I don't know. Anyway. Well, yeah, apparently his press conference wasn't as juicy as we'd hoped it would have been. So, unfortunately, you know what? There's still lots of press conferences to go and lots of nights to not sleep. So,
oh, he'll deliver. I have no doubt.
I'm convinced of it, Dan. I agree with you.
Yeah.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. The Blackhawks lost in a shootout to the Red Wings last night. And tomorrow hosts Colorado. Marion Hossa has sat out of today's morning skate. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis and trail Nashville by 9. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they play at Detroit. They're third in the Eastern Conference. Washington sits at the fourth seed, just one game back, and Cleveland trails by a game and a half. NBA trade deadline hits about 30 minutes from now. Earlier today, Portland acquired Aaron Aflalo from Denver in a package including 5 players and a first-round pick. The Nets are working on a deal that would send Brooke Lopez to OKC. Minnesota is making a push to reacquire Kevin Garnett. Pitchers and catchers report today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin workouts tomorrow as well. NFL Combine is underway with workouts beginning tomorrow.
Well, you look at a lot of tape. You know, you do a lot of research. No matter what division you've been in, what side, conference, AFC or NFC, you know, obviously knowing your opponent's important. And, that'll be part of our preparation, our film study, once we get through the personnel phase, because that's an important phase as well.
Bears head coach John Fox on where they are in the process of evaluating his team as well as the division. The Bears have the 7th pick in the upcoming draft. And back to the NBA, former Portland Trailblazer Jerome Kersey passed away at the age of 52. Kersey played 17 seasons, winning a championship with the Spurs in 1999. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour next Friday at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt from 1 to 6 p.m.
Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win great prizes brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 1:33, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein, we are out today.
We're at the Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show, where you can learn more about Toyota hybrid technology, concept cars, as well as all the legendary Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Toyota, let's go places. We're not going anywhere for
the
next 4.5 hours.
I just want all I want today, I'm going to get to some basketball here with OKC involved in stuff because Durant mad at them and mad at the world. And now when you talk about somebody leaving, it looks more likely that somebody could.
Reggie Jackson and Brooke Lopez are the principals being discussed by two teams motivated to get something done.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's reached the point where I think the whole OKC thing is not going to work for him. But anyway, here's what I want you to do as Bears fans. First of all, be smarter about this and don't look at numbers and don't look at this next season as something important because it's not. And no longer, don't pine for Jay Cutler. Stop. Stop it. Pray that you can get rid of him. Pray that you can get rid of him. And I don't care who quarterbacks next year. It doesn't matter. They shouldn't care much either. You've seen the scrap heap that you can pick somebody off of. There's plenty of guys out there you can have play quarterback for a year and not spend a lot of money on. Because the quarterback you have when you're a Super Bowl team is not here yet. He's not anywhere on this roster. So you got a lot of work to do. But don't pine for bad.
I just want to take the words, don't worry about next year, and stamp them on the forehead of everybody that's worried about next year.
Everybody.
Oh, who's going to play quarterback? Who's going to play?
It doesn't matter. They're looking at who's going to be on the team when the team's really good again.
Top to bottom.
They've got an old, bad roster with big money in some dead-end spots. That's not a good position to be in. They've got to find their way out of that first. They've got to dig out of some of this first. And as this is going on, with draft strategy, with some coordinated strikes in free agency for some guys who are on the right side of 30, maybe guys who are a better fit for their defense than they are, as you look at teams that are hiring new coordinators and looking at changes in scheme, if you can find good fits for a one-gap 3-4 that maybe are buried on a roster somewhere, you rely on your pro personnel people to find them. But what they're doing is trying to turn an aircraft carrier here.
So that's all. That's the key words. Don't worry about next year. And I was like, I said, from a business standpoint, you can't do that. Sure they can. Sure they can. Because you have so much to work here. And even at the top of the list, you worry about the quarterback. That we'll see about that. But in terms of getting ready to play 3-4, the Bears got a ton of work to do.
And here's part of the problem, too, is that what they did with trades and free agency really wallpapered over their horrible drafting problems. They slapped a facade on a crumbling house. A house with foundation problems. They worked around and put a new facade on it. And it was enough to fool enough of us into thinking, well, you know, maybe this,
just be a little bit
maybe
better defense.
This can happen here. Maybe they got this thing together. But when it went, it exposed what the real problems were, and it was years of bad drafting finally coming home to roost.
Yeah, and most of them ended up hurt anyway before the season. Now they're all gone anyway. They're sort of roaming around. You don't know what the hell you're going to do with them, when they're going to play. So, I think that's actually, even for us, that's a really good lesson about when you do something like this, because most football people will tell you they don't do the whole free agent thing unless it's absolutely desperate and you need maybe one guy or something. It's not really the way to do it. Nobody thinks that. So when the Bears did what they did, it just looked better because, for the love of God, you can't have a defense to give up. How many yards? 6,400 or whatever it was? You got trampled.
Jimmy in the South Loop is on the Score. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I know you guys keep telling everybody to, you know, not worry about next year and stop pining for the Bears to be good, but you keep talking about this time, you know, or period in the future where the Bears are going to be good. What makes you so sure that the Bears are going to be a good team anytime ever again? Like, what guarantee do you have?
Obviously, there's never a guarantee, but you have to assume, for the purpose of discussion, that the new regime knows what he's doing. Otherwise, just
don't assume they're going to be good.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's silly. Otherwise, just don't be a fan. No, to ask something that dumb about guarantees, nobody can guarantee anything.
Well, I don't think we did.
You just have to look at the logic of what they're trying to do. They're trying to build for sustained contention as best as that can be done in the NFL. I don't know if they're going to succeed at it, but that doesn't mean you have to willfully misunderstand the plan.
Yeah.
Nobody's guaranteeing anything.
Nobody guarantees anything.
But if you're going to be that just inherently pessimistic and say, well, it'll never happen ever, 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 stop bothering.
Yeah, don't worry about him.
Yeah,
man.
Put your pom-poms
neither
away.
Neither one of us guaranteed anything. You can't guarantee anything because you don't have a quarterback. I don't know what you're going to do with this defense. I don't know how many guys you need to make this thing effective before it gets to look like the old Niner defenses, something like that. I mean, I don't know, but nobody said that they're promising anything. But you see what they have to do and how much work they have ahead of them, and they both know it too. You seriously, I'm sure both of them now have sat down and watched the entire Bears season. What do you think a football coach thinks of that? What do you think John Fox thinks of that? We warned Ryan Pace not to do that, and now it looked. I mean, I don't know how his head didn't explode. So when you talk about a lot, no, there's no guarantees, but you certainly, unless you're a dummy, you know what they're trying to do. And what they have to do. It's not like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Who said? Nobody said it's going to happen. I don't know. I will say this. Your coach, at least this coach, has a proven track record. The ones you've hired in the past have nothing, none of the above. You've got a guy who took two different teams to Super Bowls. That says something about his ability to find players. Does that mean it'll work again? No, but it gives you a better chance than Dr. Death and all the other dopes.
He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Who you crapping at 5? Because it's Thursday and you have the score.
Starting Monday, Jason Goff returns to the score, becoming Matt Spiegel's new partner in the middays.
Hey, man, I'm only 44, but suddenly I am the crusty old crank in the score's midday slot.
I'm the brother, so we've got that dynamic going for us.
It's the crank and the brother. 9-1.
The new Spiegel and Goff Show, starting Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not cooking dinner for one. I'm on horseback, galloping across the Scottish moors towards my one true love. There, through the mist, I see my beloved, kilt flapping in the breeze. The fibers of his shirt struggle against his bulging muscles as he takes me from my horse and my frittata!
Audible, stories that surround you. More than 180,000 audio titles and your first download is free at audible.com. Click to start.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
The downhill run of the season begins with a single step into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection, and right now you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parka, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today, yeah, yeah.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Grocery store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I didn't want anybody bringing any playbooks in a room or any of the what I call reference material.
Well, that's because it is reference material. It's not just you calling it that. It would be classified
as he coined the phrase.
He coined the phrase.
Yes, he did. Years ago.
It's not his little pet phrase. That would be actual reference material.
He coined the phrase. He did that one, too.
Man, and some of these texts, just not really understanding what we're saying. It's continuing to have a disconnect here. The 630 says, you can't guarantee that they'll be bad next year. Is it likely they'll be good? No. But every year a team comes out of nowhere. So to write off the season is short-sighted. I'm not writing it off like you. You're not listening. My point is, don't worry about it. If they're good, great. Everybody's happy.
We're all happy.
Sometimes a team you think is going to stink ends up being good. There is a high degree of randomness in the NFL. My point is, when you are trying to engineer this roster, you are not doing it mindful of next year as much as you are looking at everything. Positions, cap ramifications, all of it well beyond. That's all.
Just a question.
If they're good, be happy.
Yeah.
And if they're not, they're not. But don't worry about it.
Let me ask you a question. What was this team? The team every year that comes out of nowhere. It seems to me you get a real steady dose of the same teams every year for a while now, doesn't it? I mean, and if a team comes out of nowhere, you know where that team winds up? Nowhere. I mean, I don't know what you're. Who's coming out of nowhere? Baltimore? No, I don't think so. They've been pretty steady. Patriots. Seahawks, Broncos. These are the same teams. These are the same. Colts coming out of nowhere now with the best young quarterback in football. They're coming out of nowhere. Who's coming out of nowhere?
There are teams that overachieve. There's a team that doesn't make the playoffs that makes the playoffs. I mean, that certainly happens. But
they're not a threat, though.
But with everything that has to be done here, just please understand the size of it.
Massive.
The Bears roster is very old and very bad. They don't have enough.
Yes, it is.
They don't have enough stars.
Nope.
They don't have enough even bottom of the roster competent depth guys.
No.
Their depth guys are garbage.
Yep.
Street free agent types.
Yep.
Because it's not their
hot
own
garbage.
Graphic. Thank you. West Side Terry.
That's what they are. I mean, your special teams and all that, you take a look at their special teams and look at others. Just the size and the speed and what they have and what you have. And
you hope a 3-4 switch may improve that because of the sheer number of linebackers you're keeping on the roster.
Linebackers you need, yeah.
Lake Geneva, RJ, you're on WSCR.
What's going on, boys? Hey, I follow college football, not very much, so I don't know much. But next year, coming out of the draft, is there anyone worth a damn that we could maybe draft? I mean, if there is, the perfect scenario is we cut these last two tumors we have on our team. We go 0-16 next year, and we draft somebody.
If he is, he's kept himself a secret. I have to think about that.
I assume you're talking about quarterbacks.
I think he's talking about quarterback, yeah.
And not really. No. There isn't anybody who said people say, yeah, this is it's a reason to try to be awful just to put yourself in a position to get this guy.
And football, you know, RJ, you can't do that in football. It worked for the Indianapolis Colts. It worked for them. But in most cases, the bottom feeders in the league remain the bottom feeders no matter how many picks they've had because they're bad at that too. So it's not like, yeah, we get that out thing and we get that top pick, we're set.
You can't do it like baseball.
Are you really set this year, by the way, with the top pick?
You can't do it like baseball because certainly it used to be, at least when the Cubs started to do it, you were so incentivized to be bad. You get so many rewards for being bad when it came to international draft slot money and all kinds of other opportunities and various exemptions that would allow you to get better faster. That the NFL doesn't work that way. And baseball increasingly doesn't work that way anymore because they don't want to incentivize that anymore.
And I guarantee you, when your buddy Hackenberg comes out of Penn State, he's going to be the first quarterback taken. I don't know where it'll be, but he'll be the first quarterback taken because you've got a world of spread offenses and a world of different. And that kid is the one quarterback. I didn't particularly like some of the stuff last year. Wasn't great. But when you watch him, you understand, and you watch some of these other guys, he's a pro-style quarterback. That's what he does. He's got the arm. He's got a lot of things going for him.
He had a bad year last year, but a lot of good excuses for a bad year.
Yes, and I don't, you know, if you a pro scout and you're looking for a quarterback, good luck. Good luck unless it's him. I mean, I'm sure somebody will appear, but if you're asking the question, that's the best quarterback for the pros that's out there now.
Adrian Wojnarowski is tweeting that Phoenix is finalizing a deal to send Goran Dragic to the Miami Heat. Dragic apparently wanted out. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, he did. He felt betrayed by the Suns. He said he hated the Suns.
And while the Wizards got rid of Andre Miller, they are now targeting Jarrett Jack. But according to Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated, the Nets remain focused on resolving the situation with Oklahoma City before they do anything else. And that would be the Brook Lopez-Reggie Jackson-centered deal. And it does look like Kevin Garnett's going to waive his no-trade clause to be dealt for Thaddeus Young and go back to Minnesota. I don't know why Minnesota wants Kevin Garnett.
Corpse. I mean, well, why do you want that? He's not...
Expiring deal?
Yeah, maybe, but... there's another... Minnesota thing never works either, does it? That never works.
Well...
Been a long time since that worked.
Well, now, according to Wojnarowski, Oklahoma City traded Reggie Jackson to Detroit. So then what's the Brook Lopez deal? How are you matching up those salaries if he's at just under $17 million? Everything just started...
I don't know.
Everything started going crazy, like the last minute in the NBA.
That's what they do, though. You know that's what they do.
Huh.
Nothing yet that does any damage to the local five. Nothing yet that I hear that says that's trouble for you.
So that the Heat lineup now, you've got... Dragic and Wade.
Dragic, yep.
I mean, Goran Dragic's a really good player.
Yeah, I know. Very angry at the Suns, though. He's done.
Backcourt of Dragic and Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Bosch, Luol Deng, and Hassan Whiteside. Does that do anything for you?
No.
Win a playoff series? You know they're well-coached.
Yeah. Are they even in the playoffs?
So if Oklahoma City is, they're looking for a big.
Yes.
They think they need a big.
And they think they need a big,
There are reports that Enes Kanter of the Jazz is a target of theirs as well. Mm-hmm. Lopez is a better player than he is, but Kanter doesn't have the foot issue and is younger.
They need a big. I mean, that's just the bottom line on what they're trying to do. And Garnett is angry about it and is admitting now that the guys that are on him aren't good enough. Team isn't good enough. We're not good enough. I mean, this is all of a sudden, this is just spilling out all over from Kevin Garnett. He is really letting everything go here. And you know what, though? As in most cases, he's right. They can't win with what they have. And I think he's getting frustrated. And, you know, when you're, was it 2 years out from being a free agent? See, what you once thought was pretty certain that he'd stay, I bet not now. Right now, the bet would be, no, he's not. No, he's not. That's what I would say. Nope. He would not stay as presently constituted. He would not.
Yeah, and see, I think Miami's better than you think they are. I think that was what they were lacking in somebody to run that team. Somebody to allow Wade to not have to handle the ball.
But Wade's always hurt. There's always something wrong with him.
He's been okay, though.
He's missing the other night. There was something wrong with him. He'd play leading up to the All-Star break. That Bulls game killed him.
And this guy from the 317, I'm not sure, that disagrees about Christian Hackenberg. He says, you can't be that bad without there being a lot of truth to it. He's a whiny jerk. Okay, well, I don't know about him personally at all. I haven't heard any stories about that.
That's not what we're talking about personally.
I have read scouting reports that have explained why the drop-off last year was largely relative to awful pass protection and nobody to throw to.
Nobody to throw to, yeah.
He wasn't good.
No, when I saw him three times, he was bad.
But don't confuse some of that with what scouts are looking at when it comes to projecting him as an NFL quarterback.
No, I think when you look at this field you have, look at what you have now. And there's nothing on the horizon that says it gets better when you start talking, I can't have him, he's whining, he's bad. Okay, all right. Then tell me who you want. Tell me who's out there right now playing college football. You go, oh, yeah, that's the guy you want. There's the quarterback you can target.
Now Waj says that Utah is finalizing a deal to send N.S. Kanter to Oklahoma City. All right. Well, there you go. And
Lopez keeps getting mentioned and mentioned and mentioned, and nothing ever happens.
Miami gave up 2 first-round picks and Danny Granger for Goran Dragic. The Granger's a throw-in, obviously, Granger, for a salary, but 2 first-rounders for him. It's considerable, but I know they like him. We're the Boers and Bernstein Show. Nobody likes us. You have the score.
The score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 seconds of glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's Sports Day.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action. Featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you